If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Rebecca joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, but I do need to know, am I wrong?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do. They can't seem to figure it out on their own. Luckily, we're here. Rebecca, what's the problem? Who are you arguing with? What are you arguing about? Why? You know, how did it come up? All that. Give us the details.
Well, you know, 2018, new year, new me.
Yeah.
I decided to make a New Year's resolution to have a dry January.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
You're wrong. Next question. Oh, sorry. Anyway, no, that's great. That's great news. Congratulations.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that.
A lot of weird people do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got way too drunk on New Year's Eve, and so I feel like I need to kind of punish myself, do a little bit of a dry January, no
right.
drinking, but my husband says no.
Oh, he doesn't want you to do that?
No, he doesn't want to. I want him to do it with me, and he doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
Well, obviously.
That's okay. I mean, you really can't blame the guy.
He's my person, my partner, and
yeah.
I feel like we're supposed to do things together. It's always better to do a resolution if you both do it at the same time and help each other.
See, that's a woman thing.
No, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a woman thing. I feel like you're trying to make it easier on yourself by making him go through it too. But
right, like I said, that's a woman thing.
That has nothing to do with being a woman. Man could do the same thing for
New
a woman.
New Year's resolutions are supposed to be your resolutions, not our resolutions.
Right.
My wife does
true.
The same thing.
I thought it would be cute if we did something together. And it's only a month. How hard is a month of no drinking?
I mean,
well, that doesn't sound cute at all, but
sounds
I get
hard.
What you're saying.
If cute it means we're going to be at each other's throats by the end of the month and wanting to kill each other. What's his name?
Brandon.
All right, let's call Brandon. And I mean, I know why he doesn't want to do it, but let's call him anyway.
Yeah.
Hello?
Brandon.
Yes. Who this?
Brandon, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. And first of all, let me apologize for disturbing you with something that seems like totally nonsensical. But we have your wife here, too.
Hi, babe.
Oh my gosh. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
She told us that she wants you guys to do dry January together.
Oh, this, yeah.
No, dude, I feel you. I feel you.
Come on.
I mean, is there anything to say about it? You know? I mean, you guys know the situation.
She wants to do dry January and you don't is kind of what we've gathered.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I have honestly no problem with her doing it. I just don't see why I have to do it also. That's
right.
Pretty black and white for me.
Yeah. Rebecca, I mean, he said he doesn't have a problem with you doing
friend.
It. Oh.
Rebecca, you wouldn't try to do it without him?
I mean, I guess I would, but I don't see why this has become like a point of contention for us. I feel like he has no resolutions. I mean, he doesn't believe in them. So
yeah.
Why doesn't he just do something with me? It's really easy. 1 month, hold me accountable, be my best friend, and do something with me.
Babe, I am your best friend. I just don't know why I have to hold your hand through this one. Like, if you want to do it, that's totally fine. It's just not something I need to do for myself. I love you, but that's something I don't want to do.
I mean, especially we got playoff games coming up, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I mean, like
oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, I can't. That's all he talks about.
Yeah, no, I know. That's all anyone talks about. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. What do you want to say about this dry January resolution as a couple?
I'm kind of with him. I don't think you have to do everything together as a couple. I mean, I'm married. There's plenty of stuff I don't do with my husband. Like, you know, how I eat or exercising or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a point of contention because she won't leave it alone. I mean, you could compromise and see if he'll jumpstart like the first week with her to be
yeah.
supportive, but there's no reason that she's going to end up being more resentful, or it's probably going to cause more arguments if they end up forcing the issue.
Yeah, and if she wants to do it bad enough, she should just do it, no matter what he's doing. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't think his actions should have to affect hers. Yeah, it'd be nice to do it as a couple, but to make it an issue because he won't, I think it really doesn't matter in the long run.
Also, dry January seems extreme. How about, like, dry Tuesday?
Okay.
Right, like that?
Like, baby steps.
Yeah, right, babies,
you
right.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly. Dry noon to one.
Yeah.
Start there. Hey, thanks for calling. Maria from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great, Maria. What do you think about this woman who wants her husband to do her dry January resolution with her?
I think it's an awesome idea, not only because it's healthy and good, but maybe because he can even find out that he can have fun without getting drunk.
We had a bad connection. It sounded like you said he could have fun without getting drunk.
That's correct.
Oh.
Not bad connection there.
Oh, okay. All right, so you think as the supportive husband, he should do it?
Yes, and not only because he's also healthy, but he can prove to himself that he can have fun without booze, and it will be a very good experience. And also a good way to, show others, friends, that they can do it without alcohol. Come on.
Okay, but here's the thing. Why does he need to do it if it's her resolution? Like, I get that she wants to do it because she has all these things.
Yeah.
Like, what if his resolution was to, I don't know, that's a good man kind of resolution, like to stop shaving. And he told her, I want you to stop shaving as well. For the entire month of January. And she's like, no, I don't want to do
shaving.
That.
I hear you. Stop shaving. It's not healthy. You don't want to see a woman without shaving, okay?
No, yeah, they can just go to...
I don't want to see a woman sober either. So anyway. Hey.
No, you're wrong about that. Because actually, I think a lot of people think booze bring the best out of them. They become silly and whatever. It's wrong. It's all a mental... perception.
It definitely brings the best out of me.
They just don't have the courage to bring it out. They need a little bit of help from the booze.
Right, liquid courage. That's why it's called liquid courage.
Without the booze, you can be yourself and push yourself to be funny.
All right.
Without being in danger that you cannot even drive or you can even operate a machine or bring a dish into the...
Or shave. You should never drink and shave either because that could cause some problems.
No, I've done that too.
That's correct.
All right, Maria. Hey, thanks so much.
That can be a great example.
Yeah, thanks for your call. We really appreciate it. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Blair from Ponte Vedra.
Hey, Blair, what do you want to say? What's your take on the whole thing?
Okay, so I don't think it's about really that she wants him to make her resolution for her. I think she's asking for support. And in a marriage, that's really important, whether it be with a diet or going to the gym or something as important as laying off the alcohol.
I agree. But he said he would support her decision to do that. He just doesn't want to do it himself.
Well, bigger conversation. Why is it a big deal to give up drinking for 30 days? That's not very long.
Really? it's really long.
I mean, it's 30 whole days. I don't know.
30 whole sober days.
Megan's like 30 hours and I start getting jittery. No, I understand that too, but at the same time, can you not support somebody without, doing what they do? For example, I can't think of any examples of how I support anybody.
Well, my boyfriend used to not drink at all. Like when we first started dating, he didn't drink anything and I supported him, but that didn't mean I stopped drinking.
Right.
Well, maybe they make a compromise and say, maybe when we're in the house, you don't drink in the house. Maybe you just drink when you're out with your buddies. There's got to be some kind of compromise.
That's a good idea.
Fun fact, I'd like to point out that now Megan's boyfriend does drink, so she's a horrible influence on him.
I did not push him into anything.
Sure.
He did that on his own.
Dude, if I had to date you for 6 years, I'd probably start drinking too.
Shut up.
I'm just going to say.
This was the Blown Off Replay on 95.1 WAPE. Listen weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. or hear it now on our podcast page at WAPE.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.